Start talking about how the bye week. About how the bye week has been going for you and just what you guys have been doing.
Yeah, you know, the bye week's been good. We've been improving each and every day. We've been, you know, looking back at what we did throughout the year and what we need to work on, and that's what we're trying to fix that stuff up.
Are you going to pay attention to any of the games this weekend?
You know, I'm going to watch all of them. I'm a football fan first, so I'm going to watch all the games, and definitely all the games, all the teams we can end up playing, so I'll definitely be interested.
By this time, over the past 4 years, you were done with football season. As I was looking at next year, getting ready for spring ball, whatever it was. Different mindset now? Is your body feeling different? Is there any sort of adjustment to a prolonged season?
You know, I just feel like I'm in a rhythm. You know, it's the same routine kind of week in, week out. This is the first year where I can just focus on football solely. Don't have to worry about school. Don't have to worry about other things like that. So I think that helps out a lot, too.
How refreshing is that you can actually say you don't have to worry about all that other stuff like your job is?
Yeah, it's a job now. So, you know, that's how I approach it each and every day and wake up and, you know, go to work.
Logan, how about going into your first postseason? Are you expecting anything to be different, or is football football?
I mean, football is football. I mean, everything's more important in the postseason, so you want to make sure that you have your best game, but at the end of the day, it's still football.
You guys pay attention to detail regardless. Is there any more, I guess, focus on making sure that the perfection is there?
Yeah, I would say there's more focus, but, you know, to play for this organization, you got to be very focused, very detail-oriented, so it just goes into being a Patriot.
Have you talked to any of the veterans about what to expect, you know, now that you guys are in a one-game season?
No, you know, we'll see when we get there, when it gets closer to the actual game. Right now, during the bye, we're just focused on getting better.
I know you guys do a lot of self-scouting this week. How would you evaluate your performance this year?
You know, I had some good plays throughout the year, but also had some bad plays, some plays I wish I got back. So I'm trying to tighten that up and, you know, limit the bad plays for the postseason.
Through 16 games now, do you still consider yourself a rookie now that you guys have started the second season?
No, I don't think anyone's a rookie anymore. Once you have that many games under your belt, now it's a whole nother season.
Logan, a lot's been made of some of the injuries you guys on the team have had this year. But it seems like some of those guys who have been injured have been hanging out around the locker room and on the sideline, things like that, Vince and some of the other guys.
Yeah.
How have those guys who were injured come back helped you out?
I mean, that says it all. Says a lot about those guys who are on IR, but they still stick around the locker room, still, you know, give advice to young guys like me. It just kind of shows the chemistry of this team, and it kind of shows the standard that Vince Wilfork and Gerard Mayo that they uphold, and you know, you don't want to let them down.